I'd like to suggest a motto for Christian family life. God is in the room. Well, God is always there. So often we act and think and behave and speak as if He were not. We fight, we argue, we laugh, we play games, watch movies, make love, and do just about everything without even thinking about the implication that God is in the room. Even though we pray before our common meals, it amazes me how quickly I can slip back into thinking and acting as if the word amen is a kind of curtain that I pull down in front of heaven. I've said my obligatory piece, and now I can carry on as if God has passed over us rather than taken up residence among us. Think of how differently we might treat our children in those frustrating moments if we responded to them with the knowledge that God is in the room. If we truly believe that the God who designed them and who is passionate about their welfare was literally looking over our shoulders, might we be a little more patient, a little more understanding? Think of how you might talk with each other, play games together, support each other, and encourage each other differently. Perhaps much better if, as you did it all, you consciously remembered that God is in the room. Our casual compliance with sin is often as much a forgetfulness of God as it is rebellion against God. It's such a simple notion, but it can be so revolutionary. God is in the room. This is a straightforward message of a 17th century monk named Brother Lawrence. In the midst of a busy life, Brother Lawrence reevaluated his priorities and decided that more than anything else in the world, he wanted to practice the presence of God. At first, he found it a difficult thing to do, though with practice, quote, God's love brings us to it without any difficulty, end quote. This was no legalistic exercise, but one born in relational love. Quote, when Brother Lawrence had not thought of God for quite a while, he did not let it bother him. But after having acknowledged his wretchedness to God, he returned to him with even more confidence for having suffered such misery in forgetting him so. Over time, Brother Lawrence was more united to God in his ordinary activities than when he devoted himself to religious activities. Indeed, he found that the best way of reaching God was by doing ordinary tasks entirely for the love of God. In Brother Lawrence's mind, prayer was not quantifiably different than peeling potatoes. As he said, it was a great delusion to think that time set aside for prayer should be different from other times. Such an attitude infuses the mundane with the profound. Quote, we should not weary of doing little things for the love of God, who looks not at the grandeur of these actions, but rather at the love with which they are performed, end quote. Imagine how such an attitude could transform doing the dishes, driving the daily commute to work, taking care of the laundry, putting up with a boring or stressful job, or sitting through yet another soccer tournament. Brother Lawrence's goal in life was brilliantly simple, to become the most perfect adorer, and, I might add, rememberer of God he could. But once again, he found it more a matter of delight than obligation. Quote, we are to be pitied for our willingness to be satisfied with so little. God has infinite treasures to give us, and still we are satisfied with the brief passing moment of piety. End quote. Brother Lawrence discovered that there is no mode of life in the world more pleasing and more full of delight than continual conversation with God. It is for this reason that Brother Lawrence once said, if I were a preacher, I would preach nothing else but the practice of the presence of God. Though Brother Lawrence didn't use these terms, he certainly would agree with the truth, God is in the room. Tell it to yourself every morning, every noontime, every evening, God is in the room. Tell it to each other every time you're tempted to yell or criticize or ridicule or even just ignore each other. God is in the room. Tell it to your children throughout the day. God is in the room. Let's keep telling it to ourselves and to each other until we practice it and live it, until we live and breathe with the blessed remembrance, God is in the room. God is in the room.